Turn with us today to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse number 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he casting away his garments arose and came to Jesus. I'd like to preach out of verse number 49 tonight. This morning, the last four words, the Bible said, and these men came to Bartimaeus and said, Rise, he calleth thee. Praise God. I'd like to preach for this morning for just a little while, if the Lord will help me on Rise, he calleth thee. This is a very familiar portion of Scripture to us today. We've heard it preached many times. We've read it in Sunday school classes, and we're very familiar with this. We're no strangers to this text that I've read to you this morning, but we're living in a time today where we need to realize that the call is still going forth this morning. Amen, that he is calling for the children of God. I want us to look into this morning and preach for just a little while to you today what the Lord has laid upon my heart. Bartimaeus, we know, had been born blind, and he was born blind for a long time. He had sat by the wayside begging there in the streets of Jericho, day in, day out, month after month, year after year, just like all of the other beggars did. He sat by the wayside. That was his way of sufficing and meeting his needs, was just begging and asking alms of the people. And so, like all of the other beggars, he sat there with his little tin cup, and he rattled a change that was in it and asked alms of all of the people that came by. But Bartimaeus realized one day that there was somebody that could help him in his condition. The Bible doesn't tell us how that he heard about Jesus or who it was that specifically told him about Jesus, but we do know that Bartimaeus had heard that Jesus Christ was a healer. He was a son of God, that he was working miracles, and that his fame was preceding him. And before he ever got to Jericho, Bartimaeus had already heard of all of the things that Jesus was doing, and the people rejoicing and testifying of all the miracles that was taking place in these cities that Jesus came into. And so Bartimaeus began to evaluate his situation and look at his need, and he realized that he had been blind all of his life, that there was no hope, there was no help for him. But here it was, there was a man that was coming into Jericho, and the word was that he was entering into the edge of Jericho. And Bartimaeus began to build up his hope and hoping that Jesus would pass by in his direction. And so there, as he evaluated his situation, and he looked at himself, and he seen how desperate that he was to receive his sight, he realized that if he did not get healed by Jesus, that he would live the rest of his life, whether it was 30 or 40 more years or 50 more years, and he'd never be able to see. And so therefore, as he began to evaluate his situation, he realized there's a great need here, and I've got to do the best that I can with this situation, amen, and get myself to Jesus. And so he looked at the situation, and he knew that Christ was in Jericho and that Christ was coming down the streets of Jericho. And Bartimaeus was probably hoping that he would pass by the street that he was on. Most likely the beggars was on the main street. They was in a high traffic area. They were in a place where many people would pass by because it would increase their chances of getting alms from the people. And so it was a good
good chance here that Bartimaeus was going to see Christ come by. And as he began to hope and he began to pray within himself and hoping that Jesus would come by, he began to hear the noise of the crowd. And he began to ask, "What is that noise?" And they said, "Oh, that's the multitude that's with this man Jesus. He's coming down the streets of Jericho." And Bartimaeus began to look at that, and he began to hope within himself that maybe I can get his attention, maybe I can get to him. He didn't know how he was going to do it. He didn't have a whole lot of time to plan out and figure out how he was going to get to Jesus. If he could, he'd have probably liked for somebody to take him by the hand and lead him right up to Christ, but nobody would. He may have even asked somebody, "Would you lead me to this man Jesus? Would you take me to him?" And they most likely probably looked at him and said, "What are you talking about, man? You're just a beggar. Jesus don't want to have anything to do with you. He's got the prominent society that is following him. He's got the scribes and doctors of the law. He's got people of importance. He's got many men that are wealthy that are following him. They're asking him important questions. He doesn't have time for you." And Bartimaeus probably sought every avenue of hope that he could to get to Christ, but all of them failed. But when Jesus came by, he began to cry out with a loud voice, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And they told him, said, "Hold thy peace." Amen. The master's busy. Amen. He doesn't have time for you. You need to shut up and you need to be quiet. But Bartimaeus began to cry out the more. Amen. Because after he evaluated his situation, amen, he began to expect an answer from God. I want you to realize today, church, that we're living in a time today where many people in the church today, they cry out to God, but it seems like when they cry out, they just sit down and they lose hope. They lose expectancy. I want to tell you, my friend, that when we cry out to God, we can expect an answer. Amen. Bartimaeus had an expectancy. He realized that those that had touched Jesus, those that had came to Jesus, they left made whole. The miracle was performed, and they left different than what they came. And so he began to cry out the more. They was telling him to shut up, but he was getting louder by the minute, and he cried out the more. Why? Because he realized this man Jesus was his only hope. I want to preach to you this morning that we, the church of the living God, we need to realize that Jesus Christ is our only hope in our situations, in our needs, in our infirmities, in our afflictions. Our only hope is in Jesus Christ. Amen. Bartimaeus realized that Jesus was his answer, that Jesus was his hope, and so he cried out the more. Amen. The Bible said here in John chapter 6, verse 37, Jesus, the Bible said there in our text that Jesus stopped. He stood still and he told the men, or he sent men that were with him to get the blind man. He said, "Go and call him unto me." Amen. And they went to Bartimaeus and said, "Arise, the master calleth thee." Amen. And Bartimaeus lay aside his garments and he got up. I want you to realize that when you call on Jesus, he hears that call. I said he hears that call. The ears of Christ are not deafened in 2005. He hears every time that we call upon the name of Jesus. And I also want you to realize that Jesus said in John 6:37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." What is he talking about there? He's not talking about just those that come to him for salvation. salvation, but you'll never find in the Bible where anybody ever came to Jesus with a need, that he cast them away, that he turned them away. And I want you to realize this morning that when we call out upon the name of the Lord, he will in no wise cast out your request. He will not ignore it, but he hears it. And if our faith will believe upon him, we can expect an answer from God. Amen. Bartimaeus realized, I'm calling out upon him because I know that if he hears my voice, he's going to stop this shindig. He's going to call me up there. He's going to lay hands on me. He's going to pray the prayer of faith. And I'm going to walk away seeing things that I've never seen before. Amen. I want to tell you, my friend, when we call out upon the name of the Lord, we need to get up and we need to look to Jesus, because there is an answer that will come in our direction. But many times we call upon God, we put in our prayer request, and we go about our way, and we really in our heart are not expecting an answer. Amen. Really, our faith, amen, shows our expectancy. Praise God. This man came to Bartimaeus. He said, arise, he calleth thee. Bartimaeus didn't say, not me, man. I'm just a beggar. No, you got the wrong guy. No, Bartimaeus was believing. He was expecting for Jesus to call for him. He was expecting to get an answer from his prayer. And when this man said, arise, he calleth thee. Amen. You know what Bartimaeus did? He handed that little cup with all that change in it to his neighbor there that was begging. He took off that beggar's cloak and he laid it down beside the road. I'm not going to need this no more. Why do you need doing all that? Amen. He probably gave it to his best friend there. What are you giving me this for? Amen. Because the next time that I pass by your way, I won't be wringing a cup. I'll be putting money in your cup. You can have my cloak and to keep you warm. Amen. You can sit here as long as you want. But Jesus just called for me, and I'm going to him. And when I leave, I'm going to come back looking at you. I'm going to see what you look like. I'm going to see all my friends. I'm going to see the city of Jericho. Amen. He had an expectancy. A church, it's time that we, the children of God, realize that when we call on the name of the Lord, amen, we need to realize that he's going to call back. He's going to send an answer. He's going to make a way. We need to arise to our feet and believe God, because he calleth thee. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9. Said, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. We look in the scripture, we find the promises, amen, that God has given. Amen. And I just read to you, and Peter said that God is not slack concerning his promises. Amen. Why is it that we give in prayer requests? Why is it that we pray for things and then we go about our way? Amen. Hoping that God will answer. Brother, you don't have to hope. You can have an assurance that he will. Amen. We don't have to just put a gamble on it. Amen. We don't have to wonder if it's going to come to pass. Amen. We can guarantee that it's going to happen if it's a promise in his word. Amen. Bartimaeus realized that if I can get his attention, if I can get him to look my way, if I can get him to touch me, I can leave made whole. But I come to tell you this morning, some of you that's got petitions before the Lord, and what you need to do is go ahead and get up, because he's going to call your name. He's going to send your answer. He's going to meet your need. I said, arise, he calleth thee. Amen. Bartimaeus leaped to his feet. They led him to Christ, and Christ looked at him and said, what should I do for thee? Our brother Dominic Morano preached a message from this text, and he just titled it, "What Do You Want?" Amen. That's what Jesus said. What do you want? Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. His ears are open unto their cry. The righteous cry, the Lord heareth them and delivered them out of all of their troubles. If you're a child of God, when you cry out to God, you might as well go ahead and stand up. Amen. God has your answer. Amen. We need to realize that God has our answer. Praise God. Amen. And when he came to him, and blind Bartimaeus said unto the Lord, he said that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said to him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. I want to tell you, my friend, it's your faith in the Word of God. It's your faith in the Spirit and the power of God that's going to bring your answer. Amen. I'm afraid a lot of times we catch ourselves praying for things that we're scratching our head about and wondering if God will do. That's not the proper way to pray. If you're wondering if God can, you're wasting your time to pray. And we pray for those things and we petition God for those things that we know He's able to do. Amen. Well, is there limitations to God? Is there things that He cannot do? There's some things that I wonder about. God can do anything that you can imagine. That's right. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above that which we are able to ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. What you talking about? It's according to your faith. According to your faith. Amen. And I know faith's a funny thing, and there's a lot of people that preach, you know, that you can be healed by somebody else's faith, and there's times that I have seen that happen. But in the majority of times, that if a person doesn't believe, it don't matter how many does believe, they don't receive. I've seen that happen many times. I've seen great men of God lay hands on people and pray for them and them not receive healing or them not receive deliverance. Amen. It's kind of like an individual that's possessed with a devil. Amen. You can cast the devil out of them all you want to. We cast the devil out of a man down in Lake Placid 2 times in 1 service. But he didn't want deliverance. He'd invite the devil right back in before he left the house of God. And he was bound again. We've seen it go out and we've seen it come right back in. We cast it out the second time, and we've seen it come right back in. Amen. He didn't want deliverance. He was a drug addict. He didn't want to change his life. He didn't want to change his habits. And you can spend the rest of your life casting devils out of people like that. But if they don't want deliverance, they're not going to receive. I've seen people be healed by the power of God and testify being healed. But the first little symptom, a week down the road, that they have, they claim the sickness again, and they're not healed because of their lack of faith. I want to preach to you this morning, arise, He calleth thee. Brother, our God is able to do that that we ask of Him. He is able to bring deliverance. He is able to bring healing. He is able to save our lost loved ones. Ask and receive. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For he that asketh receiveth. He that seeketh findeth. To him that knocketh, to him it is opened. Amen. That's what Jesus said. Praise God. According to our faith. Amen. And I'm going to close with this. You know what we need to do as a church today? We need to get a petition. Not 10 petitions. Not even 2 petitions. We need to get 1 petition. 1 prayer that we want God to answer. And we need to get in this Bible, and we need to read the four Gospels, and we need to convince ourselves that God not only can, but He is going to meet that need. And then when we convince ourselves, amen, through the Word of God and His promises, that God is going to meet that need, then we need to rise up, and we need to ask God to meet that need. You know, a lot of times in prayer request services in church, we go through the prayer request, and it's hard to remember all of the prayer requests. It's hard to take time in the service to fervently pray over each and every request that is given in the church, because really you need at least 10 or 15 minutes for each one of them. And there's a lot of services we have 30 or maybe 40 prayer requests given in a service, and so it takes 2 or 3 hours really to pray about the prayer request. But if we could take one request upon our heart and say, Lord, I'm going to bring this request before your throne, because I know you will not cast me away. I know you will not turn me away. But I know that if I come with you with a sincere heart, in faith believing, I know that you will answer my petition. I know that you will work out my problem. I know that you will heal my body. I know that you will save my lost son or my lost daughter or whatever the situation is, and believe God to do it. Amen. Arise, He calleth thee. Amen. I want to close with this. As many times in the services of the Spirit of God gets to moving, and could it be that God whispers your name, but you don't get up, and so He begins to move on. He calls your name, and you say, let them sing one more song, and they sing it, and then God moves on. I want to tell you, my friend, when He calls, arise. Amen. We hold back too much, and we miss a lot of the blessings of God. Bartimaeus had an option. He could have sat there and said, no, you got the wrong guy. I didn't hear him call my name. I mean, the crowd was great. The noise was loud. Bartimaeus could have done like a lot of us do in services. Is that you, God? Is that really you? Hey, man, let him sing one more verse. He could have said, let him send one more guy over here, and I'll believe that it's you. Hey, man, ain't that the way we do sometimes? Hey, Bartimaeus could have said that. But if he would have, Jesus would have probably seen the lack of faith, and he'd have just started walking again. Could it be that that's why some of our petitions ain't answered? Because God has stopped. He has called our name, but we refuse to get up. Amen. Simple message this morning. Arise, He calleth thee. I'm going to close with this for the third time. Amen. When you put a petition before God, whether it's in prayer requests, whether it's something you're praying for at home, whatever the case is, don't put it there until you're expecting God to answer. Amen. Don't make it known until you're ready and you're looking for God to answer. Because when you do, you're wasting everybody's time and wasting God's too. He acts on our faith. Amen. So let's build up our faith. Let's believe the promises of God are for us. And then when we call upon the Lord, be ready to get up and receive what God has for us. Let's stand all over the house this morning. Father, we love you and we thank you for your word.